Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of with Pastor William H. Smith, retired pastor from Sitco. Hello, Brother Smith.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, there, young lady. And we want to welcome everybody to tune in to our weekly, not weekly, but daily Sitco ministry. And it's the ministry of Power Chapel Memorial Center located at 119 Power Chapel Road, Pulaski, Tennessee, Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And also, it's good to have on board my sister, a young lady named Darlene J. Clark, and she authored a book by the title of Shattered Innocence. And we invite you to call in to this number, 565-999-3629, with your prayer request and concern. Again, that number is 565-999-3629. I think I got it right this time. That's what I get for trying to read my writing. 563-999-3629. That's what I'm reading the wrong line. Thank you for keeping me straight. And I'm going to ask Sister Darlene, if you'd be so kind, to make ready, and I'll give her a nudge. She can think about sharing with us two things that stand out from the book that she published. We'll begin with intercessory prayer, and that is prayer for others, and then for scripture reading, the meditation, that will come from Genesis chapter 2, verse 8. And today is the day where everybody's excited about the eclipse. So I did my little running and I made sure that some things got left off because I didn't want to be out at the wrong place at the wrong time with the right place and I would not be able to see. But again, if you have prayer requests, that number is 563-999-3629. Maybe pray. Oh, God, our Heavenly Father, first of all, we thank you for giving us this day. Lord, we lift up to you those persons who are confined to burn units. We lift up to you those persons who are in ICU, CCU. We lift up to you the families that are just waiting in the various waiting rooms, and they are not really sure as to what the outcome will be of their loved ones. But we ask, oh God, that by way of the Holy Spirit, you give them comfort and you whisper to them to ease their anxieties, calm their fears, and also to erase any doubts that may be occurring in their lives. Lord, we ask you continue to be with the residents who experienced damage and loss of lives by way of inclement weather situations. We pray, oh God, that you would also be with those persons who have been stranded because of their vehicles overtaken by flooding and ice conditions. Lord, we ask that you would be with the families that have been visited by death, because we know that you have been our comfort on those occasions when we too had the family chain broken, and you did as you can do. You enable us with bowed down heads to have our heads lifted up. And there was a bottle, even though we could not see it, that was able to contain all of the tears that we may have shed. But we also can exclaim that you're able to allow us to also shed tears of joy. It's a joy in knowing, it's a sweet relief in knowing that you have made ways for us that we could not see. You've given us victories that we thought would never happen. So we rejoice this day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are just glad that we're alive to be in it. Help us to love thee more and more, and this is our prayer in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Again, if you have prayer concerns, give us a call at 563-999-3629. Again, 563-999-3629. And turning to the Holy Writ, Genesis chapter 2 and verse 8, we find these words. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. Thus ends the reading. May the Lord bless you, the hearer and the reader from that inspired Holy Writ. So now let me call on Sister Darlene J. Clark to share with us a few items that stand out in that book that she authored titled Shattered Innocence. Sister Darlene?
Yes, I got three different little poems that I would write. One of them's a song, but this one right here I'll share first. And I wrote this in January 2021, Tears for the Children Lost. Tears for the children lost, tears for the unprotected, sadness for innocence lost, joy for the beating hearts, joy for the breath of life, sorrow and mourning, the loss of life, sorrow and mourning for the pain they felt, sad they died too young, tears, sorrow, empathy, and anger at the despicable people responsible. That's one of them. Then another one was a song that I wrote as a teenager. I was about 16 or 17. One day, it's called A Child of God. One day I was walking the side of the road. I was a sinner I was, until I repented and was baptized. I then was a child of God. There's something you need to be a Christian. You need to have love for your sister and brother. Love is a good rule if you obey God's word. And then another poem I wrote here is Nature, the beauty of a tree, the formation of the clouds drifting by, the stillness of the wind. All these things I drink in. The vast greenness of the new coming spring. The birds I hear, imagine them sing. This I do every spring. The foundation of this beauty here is everywhere, here and there. Yet people days and every phase of life have to's and do not want to's. The beauty of a tree, you might hear the faint sound of a bee. Not to worry, he is shortly there to help nature to bear.
All righty. That's a message through the gift of poetry, and that's a good way to brighten up any individual's day. and I appreciate you sharing with us. Again, we invite listeners to call in their prayer requests and their concerns at 563-999-3629. Again, 563-999-3629. And yesterday was the first Sunday following, some say Easter, and many of us refer to it as Resurrection Sunday. But I challenged persons on yesterday, I posed a question. What am I to do, or what are we to do until Jesus returns? He had appeared in a number of times, and the question as to whether or not he that was dead, could he live again? And the proof was there. Even Doubting Thomas became an assured believer. But while that the disciples were looking up in the air, two visitors adorned in white, messengers of God, asked them the question, why is it that you are just gazing up in the air? You got other stuff to do. What is that? Prior to Jesus ascending back to God and sitting at his right hand, he had given what's known as the Great Commission to those who he had called from their various walks of life and told them to go into all the world and to share great and good news unto all the world. So what am I to do, or what are we to do? We are to be witnesses. What kind of witnesses? You don't have to be called to a preaching ministry or a pastoral ministry, but you can give witness to what you have experienced and what God and the Lord and how the Holy Spirit has led you, leads you, and so forth. So that was yesterday, today, and let me read again from that passage of scripture from Genesis. Genesis chapter 2, verse 8. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. Early this morning, I was able to remember how my father would get me to help him plant gardens, G-A-R-D-E-N-S. He had a early garden, and then at another time, my father would insist that we go to the garden spot behind the barn that had been converted into a garage and plant the late garden. Additionally, as an organist, I would be called upon to play several songs. One would be I Come to the Garden Alone, or There Is a Garden Where Jesus is Waiting. And we had a cycle, and periodically either one of those songs would be on schedule to play during a worship service. So for today's devotional, let's visit four gardens. The Garden of Eden, as mentioned in Genesis 2 and 8, God's original design was perfect and pure. Here in the Garden of Innocence, humanity experienced unbroken fellowship with God, surrounded by the fullness of his provision and beauty. Eden represents a time of unspoiled relationship where man and God walk together in harmony. Matthew chapter 26, verse 36. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to them, sit here while I go over there and pray. In the Garden of Gethsemane, we encounter the Garden of Sorrow. Here, Jesus faced the imminent weight of the world's sin, choosing to walk a path of suffering for our redemption. Gethsemane illustrates the depth of Jesus' obedience and the cost of our salvation, making a pivotal moment in the journey from separation to restoration. And then John chapter 19 and verse 41. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. Near Calvary, the garden tomb, or the Garden of Victory, speaks of Jesus' resurrection and the defeat of death. Garden signifies the turning point where mourning turned to joy, and the hope of eternal life was secured for all who believe in him. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God, according to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7. Then here is the glory garden. The promise of paradise awaits believers. It is a place where the redeemed will walk with God, free from the curse of sin, in an eternal state of fellowship and joy. If you are a Christian, you will witness it firsthand. Each garden marks a step in the journey from creation to restoration, a path that is both personal and universal, inviting us to walk with patience through redemption to eternal glory. From creation to restoration, a path that is personal. It's good to know that you have a Father in heaven. It's good to know that you have a Father that you can place your absolute trust and confidence in. It's good to know that you have a Father that is with you always and everywhere, that sees all and knows all. It's good to know that you have a Father that knows you. He knows how much you can endure. He knows what your capabilities are. He knows that you are one of his children, because by adoption, you have been included in the family of God. How does one become a member of the family? When you accept Jesus Christ personally as Savior, as Lord, as Redeemer. Well, what is a Redeemer? There's a modern song that we're saying, if anybody asks you who we are, you just tell them that I am redeemed. I've been bought with the price. Though my sins was red as scarlet, the blood of Jesus has washed me and made me white as snow. I have fellowship with him. I have relationship with him. And I've been restored. I am no longer lost, But we can say, I thank God that I am found. I had natural sight, but I was blinded by the affairs of the world. I was blinded because sin did not allow me to see life as it really was. But with that hymnist that said, I was once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see through many dangers, toils, and snares. I have already come, but by God's grace, I've made it safe this far. And by means, I know he'll lead me home. Why? Because the Lord has promised good to me. His word, oh, I can place surety in. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. And when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we have no less days than to sing God's praises than when we first begun. So it's wonderful to be able to say, I can look back over my life and I can think things over. The Lord has been good to me. The Lord has provided for me. The Lord has been my healer. The Lord has been my deliverer. The Lord has been my leaning post. The Lord has provided me for stability. The Lord has given me the capability to be a witness. And not just a witness, he gives me the opportunity to share what his grace is about. God looked beyond our faults and saw that we needed a Savior, and he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on Jesus and in him, they would be regenerated and made anew. So it's good to be able to say, I have an early garden. I didn't wait till it was too late. And in the event that I needed to continue with fruitfulness, I'm going to plant me another garden so that I'll be able to not only provide for me and my family, but I'll be able to provide for others early, in between time, in the meantime, and before it's too late. Don't let the Lord catch you with your work undone. Work while it's day, because night time's going to come and no person will be able to work. And go into the vineyard and work for the Master Jesus Christ. And he says, whatever is right, I will pay. And his payment is far different than silver and gold and rubies and diamonds. His pay enables us who grow weak and weary to have our strength renewed, and we're able to run on the race that is set before us with patience, as that cloud of witnesses that has gone on before us encourages us to continue on and fight the good fight of faith. Now, we encourage you to call in that magic number, and I'll see if I can't keep it right. And that number is 563-999-3629 to share with us your concerns and prayer requests. Again, that number is 563-999-3629. And let me call on Sister Darlene to share with us any prayer concerns that she has been made aware of. Sister Darlene?
Okay, I got the list right here. Okay, we want to continue to pray for Noah Young. Helen, after his surgery, have you heard any more from Mr.
Yes,
the Young family?
Yes, he came through the procedure fine, and he's back in Giles County, and I heard that he showed up at his worship service on yesterday and made more noise than anybody else. The pastor of their church almost wanted to call him in and say, ring that fish in, but he was just glad that all is well thus far. But he still awaits some results of his test.
Yes, you know, hallelujah. You know, he made it through there. And so he was singing the praises in church. Amen. He's the witness for that.
Amen.
And then would want to remember to pray for Sister Faye Ferris as well. Have you heard any more from her, the one that was smitten by a brown recluse?
No, I haven't, but I'm glad you brought it up that we all check on her. But I'm grateful that she received treatment, because I was made aware that her husband had a brother 6 years ago that experienced a bite from that brown recluse spider. And, of course, it would be Sister Faye's brother-in-law. And he died. So Sister Faye's husband was sure enough very much concerned about his wife, because he had already lost somebody dear to him. And of course, when it hits close at home or in your own house, that sends your world reeling and rocking.
Yes, it does. So we need to not only pray for her, but his strength also, too.
Right.
Because that's hitting him hard as well, with fear and worry. So the next one we got to remember is Brother Flippin, who has burned over 70% of his body. How's he doing, do you know?
Well, he is still in the unit, and I was around two of his sisters yesterday, and they was giving God the glory that he is as well as he is.
Amen. Praise God. Then we need to be sure to pray for all the victims of disasters, the storm, the bridge fiasco, and the earthquakes.
Uh-huh.
My friend, Brother William Pennington, Brother Hargrove, that's in a nursing home. Mary
uh-huh.
Clark, that we prayed for, that had stage 4 cancer. We need to pray for her family because she passed away. So Sister Mary uh-huh. Clark passed away. She's got a son named Sean. So please pray for Sean and his family with their ordeal. I had a friend named Mike, and his mother's got stage 4 cancer, so please pray for them. I got mm-hmm. a friend named Sister Daisy that fractured her back at work. I got Brother Michael, unspoken prayer request. God knows what he wants, and Brother Ken as well. And my sister Angela, and unspoken prayer request, that she said that people did not want to list what it was, but unspoken prayer request. But God knows what these people are in need of and who she's speaking of. Also, pray for me, because I had to go to the doctor with a sinus infection, and that I've got the other things that still bothers me because of the traumatic brain injury. So at times I'm not doing good at all. I was blind the other day, so I'm glad that I was able to see again, you know. And there's so many
yes.
missing and murdered children, and please pray for our country as well.
Yes. And, of course, at, you know, this evening, somebody will bring to light what we call the church school lesson. Some folk would say Sunday school lesson. But I tell, you know, Christians, when they attend Sunday school or church school, that's where you learn how to become better Christians. It's not just for children. And what time are you going to share that this evening?
Yeah, it will be at 5 o'clock this afternoon. It's 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central Time.
All righty. And using the number, and you give it,
yeah,
so I won't miss it.
Yeah, if anybody wants to call in, you know, during the lesson, we could talk about the lesson maybe after I get through reading through it.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
That will be 563-999-3629. If anybody wants to call in, they can either just still stay on the line and call in and just listen, or they could call in and make some comments towards the lesson. That would be great. And if you could make it to where you could answer some of the questions where you're more experienced with it than I am.
I hear you. All right. But again, we invite any and everybody to join us Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. for Sick Call. It's a ministry of the Powell Chapel Memorial Center, located at 119 Powell Chapel Road here in Pulaski, Tennessee. And I want to thank Sister Darlene for sharing her talents, her gifts, her graces, And by way of her written word and her poetry, it inspires us to keep on going. So if we never pass this way again, you just remember this time how good it has been, and to remember God is so wonderful. God bless you real good, and believe it or not, it's 2:30 p.m. on the dot. So
thank
good
you,
day,
everyone.
And God bless.
You want to say a closing prayer before we leave, please?
All righty. May we pray. Oh, God, again, we call upon you. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for your power. We thank you for being able to meet the needs of all who call upon you by means of their faith. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you're going to do. And thank you for the hope that we're in possession of. In the precious name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen.
Hallelujah,
right,
and amen. Well, thank you so much, and hope to see y'all around tomorrow for the sick call, and hope to hear y'all tonight as well. May God bless each and every one of y'all.
All right, good.
Goodbye, everybody.